This is the Netgroup Investments Insights Podcast, where one or more of our experts explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about.
Hello, I'm Denisha Greater from Netgroup Investments Multi-Management. This installment of your market and economic wrap is titled Beneath the Rally, Inflation, Oil and Leverage. Global equity markets have continued to show impressive resilience despite ongoing geopolitical tensions, inflation concerns, and uncertainty around interest rates. US equities remain close to record highs. Just last week, the S&P 500 was sitting less than 1% below an all-time high, highlighting investors' confidence in the global growth outlook. A major focus this week will be the start of a US corporate earnings season. Analysts expect S&P 500 companies to report earnings growth of more than 23% year-on-year during the second quarter, a notably strong outcome given the current backdrop. As usual, large US banks will kick off reporting season, providing an important gauge of economic activity and consumer health. The technology sector will receive particular attention. Much of this year's market performance has been driven by AI. The strength of global equities has been remarkable. In US dollar terms, the MSCI World Index is up around 11% year to date, significantly outperforming global bonds, which remain slightly negative. Bonds, meanwhile, have had to contend with an upward shift in policy rate as the negative repercussions of higher oil prices have driven inflation expectations higher. Strong earnings expectations, together with elevated investment in energy, infrastructure, defense, and technology, continue to support risk assets. Fund flow data tells a similar story. Global equity funds attracted more than $56 billion US dollars of inflows during last week, making it one of the strongest weeks for equity fund demand this year. Technology funds alone received $19 billion US dollars, reflecting investors' continued enthusiasm for AI-related opportunities. However, there are signs that investors may be becoming increasingly optimistic. US margin debt has climbed to record levels as investors borrow more heavily to participate in market gains. While leverage can continue rising during bull markets, it also increases vulnerability should sentiment suddenly deteriorate. The higher the leverage in the system, the greater the risk that a modest correction could become amplified by forced selling. This brings us to another key theme for the markets, inflation. This week is packed with important US economic releases, including inflation data, retail sales figures, and labor market updates. Markets will also be closely watching US Fed Chair's first testimony before Congress for clues regarding the outlook for economic growth, inflation, and interest rates. While headline inflation is expected to ease slightly, core inflation is forecast to remain relatively sticky. Recent inflation surprises have generally been trending higher across several major economies, particularly in the United States. This suggests that underlying price pressures remain more persistent than many policymakers would like and may complicate the path towards lower interest rates. Geopolitical developments also remain firmly in focus. Markets were unsettled during Monday's trading session following renewed tensions between Iran and the US. Concerns around shipping routes through the Strait of Hormuz pushed prices sharply higher, with Brent crude rising above $80 a barrel. The importance of this cannot be overstated. The Strait of Hormuz remains one of the world's most critical energy corridors, and any disruption has the potential to place upward pressure on energy prices, inflation expectations, and ultimately interest rate forecasts. Turning to South Africa, recent developments suggest a somewhat more constructive inflation outlook. Our recent comments from the SARB Governor Lesetja Khanyago have been interpreted as more dovish. This contrasts to a hawkish interview in the week prior. This communication pivot suggests that policymakers appear to view recent oil-related inflation pressures as temporary rather than structural. As a result, expectations have shifted from a possible rate increase towards an on-hold decision at the upcoming Monetary Policy Committee meeting this month. In addition, government has announced plans to strengthen South Africa's strategic fuel reserves. Given the country's growing reliance on imported refined fuel, the proposal aims to improve energy security and reduce the risk of supply disruptions during future geopolitical or logistical shocks. While implementation may increase costs for fuel operators, the long-term objective is greater resilience and reduced vulnerability for external events. A common thread across markets is that investor optimism remains strong, but so do the risks. Robust earnings expectations, AI-driven investment, and resilient economic activity continue to support equity markets. At the same time, elevated valuations, record investor leverage, persistent inflation, and geopolitical tension remind us that markets remain sensitive to unexpected shocks. We have come to the end of our note. Until next time, do take care from the multi-management team.
This podcast is for marketing purposes only. The information contained in the podcast or video was for information purposes and does not constitute advice, recommendation, or an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any funds or strategies to any person in any jurisdiction in which the offer, recommendation, or solicitation to purchase would be unlawful.